Hello and welcome to the seventh episode of the Yoey and Yordy podcast.
I'm Yoey.
And I'm Yordy. And today we have a very special guest coming in. The man of the hour. The man that needs no introduction. The man with a 140 IQ, Benny Wilson! Yeah!
Hello, lads. Thank you.
Great intro.
Keep it?
Yeah, we're keeping it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure everyone's waiting to hear all your very intelligent political points of view.
I'd like to clarify, it's 1:38 before we start.
No, so very good to have you. It's like long-awaited guest, long requested.
By myself,
No. So, yeah, tell us about yourself.
High IQ, little autistic.
Yeah,
definitely. Yes.
You were diagnosed.
With what?
Not handsome, mate. Oh.
Not the high IQ either.
HIV, I thought.
No. Not keeping that off.
Oh, well, it didn't happen, so allegedly. Yeah, I don't know, there's not too much to tell about me. I've been both your mates for fucking over half a decade by now, surely.
Oh, yeah, easily half a decade.
Yeah, we all knew each other down in Phillip Islands, lived together briefly, yeah. good times. yeah, I'm not up to too much these days, just chilling, you know.
You're getting a new job in fucking menu log or something, aren't you?
I am, yeah, sort of excited for that, because, you know, I can do whatever I want, my hours, and just listen to music and Yo and Yordy podcast.
What was that?
The Yo and Yordy podcast. Same on TikTok, YouTube, podcast app. Great listen, I'll tell you that much.
I'm actually thinking about doing that.
Yeah, well, fucking...
Menu look.
Oh!
I was looking at it, I was like, fuck, man.
On paper, it's perfect, right? Just drive around, give people food.
Yeah, and you don't have to do it all the time.
Yeah, you choose your hours. You want to work a fuckload and get some money one week, then take the next week off and fuck off to ACT or whatever. You can do that.
Actually, it's very, very specific. Yeah. Like
yeah. Someone's trying to fuck off to ACT.
I've been there, done that. We'll see.
Yeah.
Wait, you want to fuck off to the Australian Capital Territory?
No, I did earlier, a few months ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you know that?
I don't know. Fucking.
You're a good mate.
Yeah, fucking
hell. He disappeared for like 3 months.
Yeah, I was in ACT.
No, I was actually looking at the fucking like DoorDash and that. But the thing is, I was looking at all the, what's it called, the reviews.
Mm.
And it was like a lot of people were saying, like, I don't know whether, because you could tell it's like an Indian writing the fucking review, and it's pretty bloody broken English, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly what I was saying.
It's like,
yeah.
Shit pay, shit hours. But like, I just don't know how much fuel would go into it.
I didn't actually know white people could do it.
You know the economy's fucked when a white person brings you a fucking Uber Eats, mate. No, I've been noticing a few more, though.
Yeah, well, the first white person I could tell you about is my roommate. He's been doing Uber.
Oh, okay. Driving? Like...
Yeah, no, just Eats, Uber Eats.
Uber Eats, yeah?
Yeah, which is probably the best one to do. You need a full license for that. They've got wicked bonuses, relatively.
Okay.
It's like, you know, I can get six figures off it, but you can do well on it. Menu log's like probably a step down because you can get on your P's.
Okay. Because I just did like last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I was just like scrolling, like, fuck, I wouldn't mind a little bit of extra coin. And I applied for Uber Eats as well. How much does he get?
So he gets $2,500 a month, but he does it not very often, so.
That's not too bad, though.
It's not too bad. Like, sometimes you can do 25 trips and get $150 for it, just on top of what you're making through it.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, you can, like, claim tax on some of your fuel up to 5,000 kilometres, so forget the numbers. It's like 91 or $1.18 per kilometre or 5,000.
Yeah, right. So okay, true. That's pretty cool.
That that goes back into your pocket or something.
Do you fucking work for Uber Eats or something?
No, no. The others are shit, so just use Uber Eats, you know? Nah.
True. Yeah, I might do it, man. Oh, you don't even have your full license, eh?
No. I just got my P's 3 months ago, 4 months ago, July.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, so it's been a while. But not fucking 4 years a while. There's a while to go.
Yeah, no, I was hearing like $2,500 a month. I was like, oh, that's shit. And I was like thinking about what I get, and I'm like, it's actually not bad.
It's actually, well, especially if he's not working 40 hours a week, which, yeah, I assume he's not.
No, no, he capitalises on those deals. Like, can be like 7 trips for $30 and then another 8 trips for an extra $40.
Because
mm-hmm. It goes up like that. The more you do, the bigger the bonuses.
Oh, for real? Fuck, I should do that.
Yeah, I'll fucking do it.
On top of that, there's like, if there's a need for someone to be in a particular area, they'll put you there and you get a multiplier as well, which does count on the bonuses.
This sounds like a betting company. Oh, it's, man. Like, yeah, your multiplier, your bonus. Yeah.
True. Yeah, you've sold me on it though.
Oh, yeah, you should do it. I reckon. Well, I don't know. I haven't done it yet.
Because I don't really care. I don't really need that much money.
Enough to get by and have a bit of fun on the side.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, some people, I don't get it. Like, a lot of, like, you're fucking disgusting with it. A few of our mates, they get paid, but, like, probably nearly $1,000 a week. And somehow...
I'm disgusting with what?
Saving your money. Oh. Man, I get fuck all, and I just, like, I live off it. I don't really know where you got to spend it.
Neither do I. Like, fuck. Is it just high quality beverages? Or?
Yeah. Expensive beers. Mm. I spend like $100 a week on fuel.
And
then, like, a streaming service.
Recently, yeah. Some working clothes. Oh, yeah, all my OnlyFans.
He's got an army.
$500 a week.
Yeah. Lord, it's not cheap, bro. Right?
Have a sit. Chuck it in the tank. The tub.
Fucking hell, mate. Oh, well, let's get into the serious stuff, Benny.
Alright. No,
what do you think about
Aboriginal.
Fucking hell. No. Oh, my God. Obviously
joking. Oh, my God.
No, I like that energy, Ben.
Thank you.
But speaking, you're going to go on your racist tirade, mate. Let's go Kanye. We talked a lot about Kanye last week, but... he's in the news flat out.
Yeah, I feel like a bit stupid because I kind of defended him last week. And now he's like saying I love Hitler. And it's like, oh, well, we released that a day before all that came out. Well, we recorded that a day before it came out. So
timing is everything, lads. That's going to get muddled up and distorted and you're going to look... Not great.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm going to film it today.
Yeah.
Like right now. And then I'm going to release it tomorrow. Yeah. Usually I've been holding it till like Saturday, but then I get pissed, forget about it, do it Sunday. I'm just going to do it tomorrow.
Okay. Well, yeah, then it's relevant. You can be like, see the fucking timestamp.
But man, what do you think, Kanye?
Have you heard the recent news about him?
Barely. So I've heard that he said that Hitler was good or something.
He said that Hitler has like good qualities and is good for he has some things that are good for the world.
Except that everyone has good qualities, especially
Hitler. Especially Hitler.
Especially Hitler's the most retarded thing you could say, but, like, everyone does have good qualities, I presume. I've never met someone completely bad.
No, exactly. So that, when he was going on about, Hitler could have, like, these good qualities and he made the highways, or some bullshit like that, it's like, alright, whatever, you can talk about that, you know what I mean? I mean... like, he probably does have good qualities about him or something. Yeah. But
I don't think you need to particularly humanise Hitler, you know? Like, he's kind of a staple of bad, so...
So you're not a fan?
No, not
a fan. You don't like veterans either.
Veterans?
Yeah, because Hitler was a veteran.
World
War One, mate.
I definitely don't hype him up as much as America or anything. Like, good on you, you fucking... We're a poor one, but we all are, so I guess.
Keep going.
Yeah, elaborate on that.
I can try to get passed without a job. You just can't do it.
Yeah, so Jews, good or bad?
Jews?
No.
No opinion. They're not bad. They're not good.
They're not good.
Oh. I was going to say this in the shorts. They're not good. Just perfectly spliced.
This isn't a podcast. This is an expose. Okay.
There's a little bit of good. Dangerous. Fucking next.
Oh, this is getting taken down.
36 election? Run for president, guy.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you ever get famous, this is what you're going to get cancelled for.
Fuck, mate. What would Benny get famous for?
Ooh. Probably a similar direction, just not a podcast. I think about investing, YouTubing. I think if I go creative, that's the direction I'll go.
Investment,
you
YouTube.
And how many other cunts are doing that?
Oh,
there's a million podcasts out there.
Yeah, I know.
Very true.
Yeah, but I'd be more like, less teaching, more like the journey. Like, just following what I'm doing. Not as advice, of course. Yeah.
Totally
just,
hope not.
Yeah, 300 episodes in, you're filming from a tent.
I've been burning through them recently, so that's the trajectory.
Burning through what?
All my stocks.
No, oh, really, like taking money out.
Yeah, because I haven't been working. I've been enjoying time over less time but more money.
Oh god.
Yeah, so I've just been taking a break, fucking watching all the YouTube I like and chilling out, doing a few cool things like holidays, partying a lot. But yeah, I don't know. It's like the balance thing, you know. Like I feel like working hard for a bit's good, and then taking a long break as well.
Didn't you get sacked?
No. Fuck, the battle's getting. No.
No.
They were nudging me towards the door.
Remember, were you working again? Bloody Harvey Norman or something.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
What was that like?
Good money. but not very good work. I don't think sales is something I'd want to do too often. It's feels like your soul goes with it.
Yeah, I've never done, like, retail. Like, you were actually on the floor trying to sell people shit, man.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of pressure.
It's all right. Like, because you can justify to a customer why they should go up to something. Like, they're there for a fucking reason. Like, I was in the bedding, so it's like, I need a mattress, and it's like, well, fuck, we got a lot. Do you know anything about it?
They're already looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. That wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, so it's not too bad, but it's just like, the goal is to get as much money out of each customer as you can.
Yeah.
Which I don't like. It's like, oh, that one's probably just as good. Like, it's got one extra little feature.
Yeah, right.
But odds are you won't be able to tell the difference.
True. I thought you'd love screwing people.
Like,
speaking of screwing people.
On to the next. So I screwed someone recently.
Yeah.
Bit of a running joke, that one. It's been...
How long has it been?
So it's 2 weeks now, maybe three.
Before that.
Oh. 3.5 years.
Oh my god.
Live reporting with a fucking incel right here.
Yeah, it has been, I think, on its way to 3.5 years.
Fuck.
Definitely over three. And the time that I did it 3.5 years ago was my first, so it's like my virginity mark two.
Yes. Well, all cheering for it.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's a good story. It's just a particularly short story. Bit of the in out, but there's not much more to it. In out. Ooh, that was fun.
Yeah, you're sweating there like a pig, man. Anyone got a dart?
I'm fucking using it whilst I'm going down. Look into the light.
Oh my god.
Oh, you wouldn't have enough time to breathe out. Stuck on a vape during.
You just hear me exhale, the fucking vape smoke comes out.
Fuck, that'd be gold, God.
The cloud tells the story.
Like, oh. Yeah, like rings or something.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was, took a bit of work to do, but my friend helped me out quite a lot.
Mm.
You've met this guy before, Harrison.
Yeah.
So we were talking up on the communal floor of our old building in the uni lodge.
Mm.
And we played Monopoly. It was me, Jack, and her and another girl. And we were just like chilling, having drinks. Nothing really happened. And then the next night I saw her, the next time I saw her, there was me, Jack again, and her and her friend again, as well as Claude. But Harrison had known her for years beforehand through university.
True.
And she's like, he messages her like, you should fuck Benny.
Oh, wow. He's away with words this bloke.
For context too, he's the one that got me with the first girl as well. So he's a fucking god for
two. Two for two.
Two for two, yeah. Well, there's a couple of strikeouts. But yeah, he goes, you should fuck her. And she brings over her phone and says, oh, Harris just said this.
What you she should... showed that to you?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And she's like, what do you think of this? And I was like, I think you should do it.
Where was your fucking blood pressure at this moment?
My what?
Like, your heart, what was it doing when that happened?
Nah, I didn't give any shits. I was like, nothing probably is going to come out of this. So, fuck it. Like, I'll have a laugh. I'm drunk. The boys are here. Like, Harrison's going to hear it and have a laugh. Like, oh, you're mad about for doing that. So I just went for it. And, like, he kept messaging her. He's like, oh, he's got a 12-inch cock. And I was like, yeah, mate. Just kept agreeing. Like, yes, I'm the man. Fucking, we should. And then, yeah, I think that night we stayed up and watched Shrek up on the fifth floor. And
classic.
Yeah. God bless that movie. And we it just, like, it progressed a little bit. Like, we made out, a bit handsy. And then, like, after that, it kind of plateaued. But months later, here we are, maybe 2-3 months later.
Months later?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I think we both want two different things.
Mm.
So we had to, like, for instance, I thought she was getting the feels at the start. So I...
You didn't want to break her heart.
Yeah. So as I was telling you earlier, I, like, let her go. I said, I don't want to do this anymore. I think you're catching feelings. Yada yada. So I stopped speaking to her for a month.
You're a fucking psycho. Like, love you, but fuck me, you'll block anyone for the smallest thing. Yeah. It's like you're talking to Nick, you're hooking up with her. I think you're catching feels. I can't do this anymore. Is he not even with her?
Yeah, I know. It's to keep, like, my conscience clear, I guess.
I think... Girl, you think that girls want what they can't have. So you're playing, oh, we can't do this.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah, he's got merch, mate. Girls absolutely do want what they can't have.
Oh, 100%.
You say it, mate. Girl gets a guy wrapped around their finger and they are not interested.
We know a guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's always ready to give you advice as well.
Mm. Up on the courts.
I do want to talk about my great performance.
Oh,
walking out to the basketball courts with a mate, and he the whole time walking there.
You were, like, there too, right?
Yeah. I was there, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're another story, mate.
I got
Yeah, the whole time walking to the courts, oh, I'm going to fucking thrash you. I know how you dribble, you're not going to get a point, all this shit. I beat him 15 to nothing.
It was unreal.
15 to nothing.
What a fucking hero, mate.
I was drunk. I had the same amount of
drinks. The whole time, yeah, after I won, he's like, oh, I was drunk. It's like, mate, we both drank that bottle. We were both drunk.
Team effort.
Yeah, anyway, worst defense ever. But...
I bet you 11 to 2, mate.
Oh, well,
just fine. Just so I chucked that in.
Oh, yeah, we're just having a brag fest. Benny got laid, I beat a kind basketball, so did you beat me. I mean,
yeah.
What is this?
It's the hierarchy of ball.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe you beat me. 11 to nothing. It would have been 14-15, but I called it. I couldn't take the hit.
No.
I was we played a game of seven, and I was like, what, 7-0?
7-0, and then we were doing it again, and I got to 4-0, and then you quit.
Yeah.
And then
in between, I played Charlie and beat him 7-3. So I was like, oh, I've warmed up.
Wait, you beat Charlie?
Yeah, I beat Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah, I know. It's depressing. He's got the trunk shoot. Anyway. Were we talking about basketball?
Yeah, well, we can go something more serious here then.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Benny does live under a rock.
He doesn't have Twitter.
Yeah.
Doesn't have Twitter, do you use like Reddit or anything?
No. I avoid politics like the plague and anything that's I consider in that basket. So this is going to be quite interesting.
I reckon it's cool because it gives a different perspective.
Yeah.
Like, but then why do you think you do that? Why do you sort of avoid it?
I assume it's because it's like always bad and I always feel like nothing is going to change. So I just I know what essentially is going to happen. One party's going to win, for instance. Same shit, just maybe one or two minor differences. And I couldn't care less, really, because of that. It's like, oh, well, I'm not hearing, oh, we're trying to move towards something. Except for in Toyota ads where they're fucking electric cars by 2050, man.
Because I don't care, because I don't like either of two parties. I'm not a left or right, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but it's I like it. Because, I was looking at, all woke shit, not because I was interested in woke shit, but I was looking at that for ages and seeing it, especially in America, obviously, it was fucking dominating all the conversation, you know what I mean? Well, I noticed, because I was online, it went from I was having discussions with people until, pretty quickly it became, if I said a certain thing, instantly you're a racist and you'd get banned.
Yeah.
And it's previously people were having conversations here and it wasn't being, no one was being racist, but you're talking about topics that all of a sudden you're not allowed to talk about. And then all of a sudden, that went from this online world and sort of America. And then two, it was over here. And it was in Australia. And all of a sudden, we knew people who were woke and shit like that and who were doing that sort of stuff. But that's why I love it, because you can see these sort of things trend into real life.
Yeah. I kind of just assume they're coming and they do.
Yeah.
So it's a bit boring for me.
Yeah. But it can be boring.
Yeah.
But this wild shit, you probably don't even really know about this whole, Twitter gate. That's what they're calling it.
Yes, I have no idea what that means.
You know who Hunter Biden is, huh?
I know Biden. Oh, yeah.
His son.
Yeah.
With the laptop.
Yeah, so, I only heard about that just before we started. A 20 seconds of...
Yeah, well, basically, he left his computer and a laptop. His laptop at a computer shop.
At a computer repair shop and never picked it up.
Yeah.
Obviously, they've gone through the fucking videos.
Yeah.
Or on his thing, and this is Joe Biden's son.
Okay.
And it's videos of him smoking crack. there's videos of him in the bath wanking, smoking crack, and then there's like heaps of hookers and shit like that. Like him fucking hookers. And he's filmed this. And actually smoking out of a crack pipe.
It's just ridiculous.
There's a video of him putting a fucking massive rock, it's 20 gram rock fucking crack on a pair of scales. And this is a guy, this is not just Joe Biden's son. He was also you probably know more about where his position was.
He was liaising, he was getting people deals in Ukraine with America. So he was a businessman essentially, and he was doing business in the Ukraine.
Okay,
representative of the government.
Yeah, well, obviously because it is Joe Biden's son and he's the president's son, he's going to use that name to fucking make himself a successful businessman.
Of course.
So he's using pretty much Joe Biden's name to make business deals in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Which this is before Russia and Ukraine war.
This all happened. This happened right before the election. So the 2020 election, Joe Biden obviously won.
Yeah.
But why this is the big thing is there's has been collusion, which has been because Elon Musk has taken over and he's released I don't know how he's coming across all these emails or something.
Okay.
And there's been collusion between the Joe Biden sort of team and Twitter to shut down the story so it didn't get promoted.
Spread, yeah.
Which, I mean...
That makes sense to me. Fuck, as if you'd want that coming out.
But America has free speech.
Well, didn't you just say they don't really? Like, well, with the woke movement and stuff?
Exactly. But legally they do.
Right.
So, like, they shouldn't be allowed to shut this stuff down. Yeah. So this is why it's massive. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, because, like...
Well, that's why it's infuriating to me. It's like, there's all this, like, evidence, right? That, like, shit's just not working. Like, for instance, what I know about Joe Biden is he's fucking old and he, like, pretends to handshake people or something.
Yeah.
It's like, to me, it sounds like dementia or fucking old symptoms, you know? Like, past the point of running a goddamn country.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking...
Let alone a car, for instance.
Yeah, true, yeah.
You know who's, like, the oldest president ever to, like, ever live?
That makes sense. I'd fucking be astounded if that was my old.
Yeah.
He's that fucking old.
But, yeah. No, I get the point you're making. It's, like, there's all this evidence, and obviously there's been evidence before this happened.
Yeah, and...
That they do this shit.
A bit of common sense as well. Like, obviously, the evidence helps, but, like, it just... There's like an overtone of it just feels shady all the time.
Yeah. No, you're definitely right. And the thing is, nothing actually will happen because of this.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely true.
Yeah. So.
But it's pretty,
It's like disheartening to follow for me in that sense. Because I do, like, deep down want change.
Yeah. No, same. There's just something about it. Like, I get the point you're making. It is a good point. Because nothing will change because of this. This is something they do all the fucking time.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know, something about it where it's like, fucking, like, it just tells you you're, like, you're right, that it's fucked.
Okay.
Again, it's like, fucking Jesus Christ. It's almost comedic how fucked it is as well. I mean, the fact that it's seems smoking crap.
Absolutely. It's like, are you fucking joking?
Yeah.
where do you just go, hang on.
Yeah.
Like, surely not.
Well, at certain points...
Wow, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I think as well, it's like, how many... Like, if there was a video released of, say, Joe Biden fucking a kid...
Right.
That wouldn't just... Something would happen then.
Yeah. That's fucking...
That's next level.
Step, yeah.
And this isn't... Because, like, when you really look at it, it's fucked that they censored this information because it could have affected the election, but it's not actually Joe Biden. It's his kid. So he's not really responsible for him.
Right.
So it shouldn't really... It doesn't really do that much, you know what I mean?
No, I understand. I feel like people shouldn't be judged by their parents son. Or whoever they hang around with, you know?
Yeah. Or exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, I can see that. And like, there's nothing really that can happen. But I think as well, it does credit... it does, like, tarnish their credibility a little bit. And if there's heaps of shit all at once, so, like, maybe this happens and maybe something happens tomorrow, maybe, I don't know, because I don't even know what I would want to happen, really.
Yeah, well, neither. That's why, like, I'm a lot more quiet with my, like, political views. Because I was, like, I wasn't political. Well, I sort of was. Like, I never followed politics, but I had a fucking good idea of what I thought the country should be doing. The world more. Like, we should be unified. We should fucking work towards sustainable stuff.
And, yeah.
You know, just, like, stuff that makes sense. Like, the environment that should be catered for, like...
Definitely.
Yeah, it's just like, and I'm sick of the, like,
Arabs and fucking Mexican.
Yeah, people. Fucking. I was about to say the opposite. I was like, I'm sick of hearing, like, this, like, Black Lives Matter. I hated that because I was like, that never fucking came across my mind. Like, I don't know who you think needs to hear that. There are obviously racist people.
Yeah, I don't think they change their mind because of that.
Yeah, that just probably pokes them and prods them a bit.
Like you see, what they've done, if they have like White Lives Matter, and like or like Blue Lives Matter, and fucking
Blue
it's for
Cutler. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's like that is the reaction from people that probably don't agree with it.
They went around burning cities and looting stores and shit. It's like it's not really doing anything good here.
No.
Yeah, and like you were saying, I think most people want like progressive things to happen. They want the average person's life to get better.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not what's happening in politics. It's all just, like, a shit show, really.
Well, it is, yeah. And that is... Yeah, it does add on, because it goes again. It's like, you don't have a... You're saying you don't really... I do have, like, a political, like, sort of vision that I would like to see happen, or something like that.
Okay.
But I don't see it anywhere near... Like, if someone tomorrow's like, oh, we're going to get rid of all these corrupt people and shit, there's no one I can look at and be like, oh, yeah, I want those guys to do that. There's no one even in, like, setting themselves up in a position to do anything like that. For anything good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe I should just quit, me.
No.
I'm joking.
Something I do want to ask you, because you're more involved in like uni culture, like you have friends in uni and shit.
Yeah, I go there twice a week. Just fuck around and drink.
Try to pick up girls. Hang out in the uni bar.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Where do you say, like, with woke culture or just, like, the general, like, the vibe that people give off? Like, is it still, like, is it getting more woke or less woke around, like, your uni friends?
True, that's a good question.
Less, I would say.
That's what we've kind of been saying, but when you're a bit more involved in it.
Yeah, I would say less. I'm not too much in it. Like, everyone that I hang out with, I have met.
No, they're cool. They're like those people. And I'm not saying that they're full work, but, like, you're more closer to people that could be a part, like, that would express those views.
Yeah, I kind of avoid them, so I don't know. I don't, like, there is, like, clubs and parades and shit. Like, I think there was, I reckon I went there once and there was just an LBGT fucking whatever going through parade. Yeah. And I was like, whoa.
So, like, at uni.
Yeah.
Oh, true, true.
But if there was a place to do it, it's probably there. It's like trying to include all to get education, feel safe. You've got a home here. Keep paying us money. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's a business, man. Come on. Oh,
that's exactly.
Especially that last part.
Yeah. Especially where my criticism lies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a business. It's like, because you see it on shops and shit around here, there'll be a sticker saying, like, gay people are welcome here. It's like, if you didn't have that, everyone would just assume they're welcome here anyway.
Yeah, it's like, fuck. We've been on top of that for a little while now. Yeah. The jokes are still there. We all love them.
Yeah, but I think the joke's always going to be there. I mean,
it's lighthearted. Like, fuck.
We pick on each other flat out.
Exactly.
And it's like, that's not going to go away. The jokes can be can mean like that you are close and don't hate them for something.
Exactly, yeah. Like, it kind of breaks the ice too. It's like acknowledging there is a difference, but it's like, meaningless, so you can have a laugh at it.
And you can pick on me too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That is true. I don't know. What else? What is it? What do you usually sort of pay attention to? You don't really watch news much at all or anything?
Oh, yeah. I just, anything not useful, that's what I surround myself with. I'm just trying to get as much entertainment out of life as I can.
Yeah.
Like, because that's like one of, like, the main ways of thinking of life are, for me anyways, is like, just enjoy yourself. Fucking, you don't know what comes afterwards, so what are you doing? Just fucking, as long as you're respectful and everything, just have as much fun as you can.
Fuck, man, you should be a fucking psychologist or something, mate.
That's what I went to uni for.
Did you?
Actually,
yeah. Why you went to uni? I thought it was just like science or health or something.
Yeah, well, it was a health science degree with a major in psychology.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to be a doctor out in the outback.
Flying cross.
Yeah. Something like that.
Did you?
I remember. No, him, not me. No, I don't want to be out in the outback.
No, I thought you said he did.
Yeah, I remember back on Phillip Island, you were saying you wanted to fucking become a doctor and go out and help Aboriginals in the outback. And then I shat on it and you treated me like I was a bad guy.
That's racism.
Maybe you just went to uni or something.
Oh, no. I was a different person. Oh, no. That's not a bad one.
I mean, being a doctor would be alright, but fuck, seems like it'd be a shit job that you couldn't just, like, you couldn't take that easy, you know what I mean?
No, you have to know exactly what you're doing. You've got people's lives in your hands, literally.
It's like,
that's why you wanted to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's psycho
the
shit.
The power of it, mate.
Fighting out of the kitchen corner. Then Power Tripper Wilson.
You've always been kind of a bit of a power tripper.
I don't mean to. But tell me I didn't mean to. I don't know. How do you change it? If you can.
What, you don't want to be a power tripper?
Well, I don't mind.
Exactly. You don't want to challenge.
I'll consider.
Oh, well, let's talk about something else, eh?
Yeah. We've been structured so far.
Been pretty structured.
Yeah.
Hardly any structure. Well, George, you see that? Yeah. You outsmarted me again, mate.
Not there yet.
Does
it again.
That's another day, mate. Well,
Oh, well, it's hard to talk about. But, all right, strike. Did you see the new strike, all this railroad strike in America?
I've briefly heard about it, but I haven't really looked into it too much.
You didn't? No, you don't listen at all. Well, the gist of it was rail worker strike. I think they were campaigning about something about sick days because they don't have any or something like that. I think they wanted 2 weeks minimum or something like that. I don't know how all that shit works, really. But essentially, they got offered 7 or something. I don't know if there's pay involved for this. They rejected it, the union. And then the Senate has gone all for a vote, you know? And, like, Democrats lined up, including the squad, to block the strike.
What's the squad?
Block, like, I don't know who the squad is, but I'd say, like, AOC.
AOC.
The heart of it.
It's like these four, like, women that are, like, the bastions of, like, being woke.
Okay.
So, like, you know, it's like one's like a Muslim woman, one's just fucking, what's her name? Fucking AOC. AOC is fucked. Like, she's like, she wore that dress to the fucking, the Met Gala or something. It's like, so I don't really know what that is, but I've heard the name. But it was like this, like a ball basically for rich people and shit like that.
Right.
And she goes and she has like this dress on that's like says tax the rich.
Oh.
And it's like the cringiest looking thing you could possibly imagine.
Right.
So, but she like tries to portray herself as like this bastion of the people, you know what I mean? Like she's the hero.
People's champion.
The people's champion. But all the time when it comes to actually voting on policy, she votes in the interest of big business and like Democratic Party establishment.
So just a...
So it's a massive hypocrite.
Okay, right.
But that's what it is. That's why I hate her so much. Yeah. It's like... Obviously, I want someone to do something for the people, but then to go out there and just use that cynically to get people's, like, to support you and then do the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard not to hate someone like that.
Of course, yeah.
Like, because she'll be on Twitter saying, you know, what Israel's doing to Palestine is bad, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know vaguely about that?
No.
Palestine, place in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Jews and stuff happen. It's like after
Jews and stuff happen.
Well, you know, they've always been kind of persecuted.
Oh,
so okay. After World War One, they kind of designated a place for Jews to move to.
Okay.
And they just, their historic spot is Israel,
right.
Which is a land that was already been living. People already lived there.
Okay.
And they go, oh, according to the Bible or whatever, fucking 2,000 years ago, this was their homeland. Oh, that's the Jewish country now. So she'll go, but they're just like, since then they've been just killing Palestinians and things like that.
Oh.
Because they already live there and they like obviously don't want...
Bulldozing homes, like just like making... Because it was Palestine and it's been made smaller and smaller because Israel is expanding in Palestine.
Because Israel's like backed by US and all that. So they're bursting people that are like Middle Eastern poor people.
Okay.
And like, but they do it under the like... Oh, you can't criticize Israel and shit like that because that's like, oh, you're an anti-Semite. And after Hitler and everything, no one wants to be an anti-Semite.
Oh,
what? So they go mean? Like,
anti-specific race.
Anti-Semite is anti-Jewish.
Oh, okay.
So like, Semitic is a Jew.
Oh.
So she'll be like, so like, anyone that's not just some crazy like Zionist Jew, like, because there's plenty of Jews that don't support Israel. But then there's like Jewish supremacists, which is like a Zionist.
Okay.
So yes, all right, so you're so sheltered, but essentially, like what anyone would sanely say, you'd be like, you'd support the Palestinians. You'd say what they're doing is wrong. To steal their homeland and then set up your own country, and when you don't, you've got no reason to be there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like if white people came to Australia now. Or like 50 years ago and just started killing every Aboriginal.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
In general, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, they won't even let Palestinians be a part of it. So when it's like that. So everyone would be like, oh yeah, what they're doing is bad. But then when it comes to the Senate, they'll be like, there'll be a vote on whether they should give more money to Israel for defence weapons and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And she'll be like, yes.
Oh.
So it's evil. It's like, she's like so... Oh, that's evil, I reckon. Like, Trump comes out there and he's just a fucking arrogant dick, but he doesn't pretend that he's all there for the fucking poor Palestinians and shit like that.
Right.
He's more just like a rich, arrogant douche that owns the fact that he's a rich, arrogant douche.
But maybe that's just evil with, like, wearing it on the chest.
Yeah, but that's like, what it's more.
What how I'd describe it is like, so like Trump is like a wolf, and then like AOC is a wolf in sheep clothing. Like she's pretending to be a part of the herd.
Yeah.
But really, she's just as bad as fucking Trump.
Yeah, okay.
At least he's obvious.
Yeah.
So obviously, this guy's not in the interest of everyone.
Yeah, if there's an evil person trying to hide it, you're going to hate the one that's trying to hide it more.
Yeah, because she fools people.
Yeah, exactly. It's damaging.
Yeah, exactly. Very damaging. So it's like, and this is where it's happened again, where her and the squad, they call it, because they're like part of this group of like, you know, the four woke fucking horsemen. Yeah, but I mean that.
Yeah.
That's funny. The four woke horsemen.
Yeah, they're fucking, you know, here to save the fucking world. And they do it again, you know, vote against striking workers and shit like that.
Mm.
Which, I don't know, which has obviously just happened, and it's just like, well, guys, it all means nothing again, because like, we all know the Democrats aren't in the interest of humanity and people and workers and shit like that. But they just keep doing it, but it's man, you're just taking all credibility out of every argument, you know? It's just like, yes, it all it is just keeps happening, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's why, like, my personal view is just, like, to fucking dodge it like a plague.
Because
It's just like, I know it's upsetting, I'll just fucking do something else.
Yeah. Well, I think it, like...
It's good to know, like, in the world we live in today, you would have much more value, your opinion would, whilst, like, now mine, like, fucking is so obsolete. Like, I know what I want, but I couldn't tell you how to get there. Certainly not today.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a hard thing. I know many people know how to get there, I wouldn't know, but... I think we also live in a time where it's, like, been... Like, I reckon... Well, I talked to my girlfriend's grandpa, and he's like, he's generally, like, he doesn't like all the woke stuff and all that, but he's generally, like, I'd say he's supportive of the Australian government.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whereas, I suppose, like, you meet people today, it'd be pretty hard for you to find a young person our age to say they love the Australian government.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, people will say they love Australia, but they, like, but the government specifically is like, I remember being in high school and no one liked the government. It's like, I didn't know anything then and I didn't like it.
Yeah, so I think that could potentially lead to something. You know what I mean?
Like, I think, like, the more, like, it's a good thing. Like, it's not necessarily going to change anything, but it's a good thing to, like, the start of something is that people are already showing distrust in the government. A lot of people are fucking just anti how shit's running.
Yeah. So be more open to an idea that could potentially change.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, like, I think
there is something, but it's such a slow process.
No. Well, it's like, how would you make it quicker?
I think big events kind of sharpen it up. Right. I've been listening to, like, Mike Duncan, the Revolutions podcast. It's, like, my favourite podcast.
Okay.
Because it's just... It's just like straight, just talking about history and shit like that. He's not really putting his opinion in or whatever.
Yep.
But like, for example, in the French Revolution, you had, that all happened in like 1790s, right?
Okay.
They had a revolution, got rid of the king, cut up his head, all this shit happens. Napoleon becomes dictator after all this. So this happens 1790s, and then it gets to like 1815, he's like getting rid of Napoleon is.
Yeah.
And the king comes back. They bring back the monarchy.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm worried about.
Definitely, but it's like, that was a period of massive turmoil and shit, like, in the 1790s, shit hit the fucking fan. And then it goes for a decade-long process, you know, 20, 30 years, and it gets, like, 1830 before there's another revolution.
Yeah.
It's like, shit happens over, like, 40 years. There was, like, that big point, and then it's 40 years of just people being conservative and shit like that.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, you know, shit starts to get fucking fired up again and all that. So it is such a long process, you know? Like, after a heated moment, you could have fucking 40, 50, 100 years of just, like, reactionary, let's not do anything like that fucking again.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, I think we could potentially be living in that time, sort of where it's like, we've had, like, after World War II, a massive 80-year chunk or whatever,
mm-hmm.
of no one wants to fucking do anything. It's just kind of relatively stable.
But what were they doing? What are they trying to change? What do you think is changing?
I think there's such a massive distrust on the government, regardless of what, like, sort of political side you're on.
Yeah.
So whether you're left or right or whatever, well, I wouldn't call myself either, but because now I'm just like left or right, just whatever side of the two political parties.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's so much distrust, it's like, something's got to happen. You know what I mean? It's not just like relative, it's not peaceful, this has to calm down somehow.
Well, like, if you're looking at, like, this, like, things not being stable, it's just, like, the, like, housing crisis and shit like that now. Is that it's just so expensive. Like, people like you and me aren't going to fucking own a house. Or it doesn't look like we will.
Okay.
Just is that the average?
Is the average person going to? Like, they're
no, maybe average, no. But anecdotally, maybe he would.
Anecdotally, yeah.
And he's always saying he's going to be, like, a millionaire next year or something.
Yeah, true.
But, I will be one day.
The average person, no, you know,
Zimbabwe dollars or something.
Yeah, but the average person is generally getting poorer. Their life's getting shitter. Is that that's kind of how it's going, and it can only get so bad before something has to happen. And maybe it's for the worse. Maybe it's for the better. Who knows?
Oh, it could be for the worse. Well, I want to happen. I don't think that's necessarily going to happen.
No,
but I feel like something has to boil over at some point.
Mm. Well, like if you think about like the whole war in like Ukraine at the moment. Like, that's, like, in the Middle East, it's not as in your face, but we're talking about part that's, like, Central Europe now is becoming that fucking bomb field or whatever.
Yeah.
That's obviously a step in, like, global fucking geopolitical, like, situation. It's, like, that should, like, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I don't think you'd see massive war in the Central Europe.
No.
Like, maybe fucking civil war and shit, like, is imaginable, but, like, an actual country fighting another country, that's big news.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's pretty crazy motherfucking news.
Mm.
I mean, how is that? That's turning into like a war where it's like nothing's really, like, when is that even going to end? I'm not even like seeing anything where it seems like that's going to end.
Mm.
Have you? I don't keep up the track on it that much.
When it first, like everything, when it first starts, I was like just watching everything that happened. It's like I had like this thing that it was like a map of the Ukraine and it'd show you everything that's happening.
Yeah.
On it and when it's happening, I was like, fuck, this is insane to watch. And now it's so much of the same shit. But it's kind of just like, oh, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, all I know
that's my whole fucking thought about all of it. It's like, it's predictable, no, you know what's going to happen.
It's more just because of how meaningless it is.
Yeah, well, that.
It's not like, oh, someone, they're fighting for their freedom or they're trying to change the world. It's literally just Russia fighting for its global dominance and fucking America fighting through Ukraine for its global dominance. There isn't like a good guy in this fight.
Yeah, of course.
It's just two big powers butting heads. So like no matter the outcome, it doesn't really fucking change anything.
That's true. But all I can think about is, what were you saying we should become? I think we should become an investment fucking podcast. Man, fuck, what else do we do, bro?
What? I don't know.
What? Yeah, I don't know, man. I still think there's something that's going to happen. So I'm not being serious when I say that shit. I still love thinking about politics and talking about it and shit like that. It's more interesting. I find, see, this is one of my issues with just cutting myself out and just like laying back. This is what I find the issue. It's like, and this probably like leads me why I'm so interested because I want change. Because it's so fucking boring. You're going to hate this point, but like, look at the movies that are out today. Marvel. Fucking number 600. What? You love this shit.
I do, yeah.
But like, it's just like, there's nothing interesting about that to me. It's just like, oh, let's put something on that's like, I'm sorry to say this, but it's just like animation and explosions. It's like, I want to watch something that has a good story and stuff like that. And explosions, yeah, that could help add to the scene, but it should be very minimal, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like the fighting. It's like, I don't want to see a fucking 20-minute fucking John Wick fucking combo. It's just like, I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
It's not storytelling. It's like, if I was telling you a story and just rolling on the floor like fucking doing that shit, you'd be like, just fucking get to the point, cunt.
Yeah, right.
It's like, that's what makes up art.
Well, like, all of art is, like, kind of conveying a message.
Yeah, and what message is that?
Something. But yeah, no, I agree. Marvel is trash because there is literally no message to it. So I think that...
There used to be. I know. It's whitewashed and it's all white.
I mean, think of the first Iron Man.
This is new Wakanda Forever.
Oh, I've seen it.
Go.
It wasn't as in your face as I thought it would be, to be honest. Like, as the first one was very fucking woke, and it was like the biggest movie of the year, which arguably wasn't worth that title.
Arguably. I mean, I've just seen it, so...
No,
if that fucking matters.
you know exactly what it is. So.
Black super race of fucking geniuses where they like king fights each other for it and shit. It's so fucking stupid. But yeah, I don't know. Do you have an argument for Marvel, man? I mean, I think there's a place for it for children and shit like that.
It inspired me as a kid because I started watching him when I was probably fucking 10 or something.
Yeah, I watched the Spider-Man number one or something when I was a kid or something.
Yeah.
I got a fucking action figure of it. I obviously liked it. Like, that's good for a kid, but that shouldn't be, like, where all of the money is going into producing films. Because it's used stuff that's, you know, it's safe.
Yeah.
Someone that watched the last 10 of them is going to come see the 11th one. He's invested. It's not, like, a risk of, like, oh, no one's going to come see this one. But that encourages people to do stuff that's, like, different or something, you know?
Is it just like nostalgia and shit? Like you watched the shit as a kid and you loved it, and now it's like there, you want to relive that excitement for it?
Oh, partly. Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's always like a big bad guy that takes fucking 10 movies to get to. And you're just like, how can you fucking one up the guy that literally snapped half the universe out of the fucking. Like, where do you go? And then like, you learn a bit more, you're like, oh, fuck. So, I can't make it interesting, right, to you, like, this guy, the new big bad guy, he was a genius that lived in the year 3000, it doesn't make sense, obviously, it's a fucking superhero.
You see yourself in him.
Hey, yeah. No, of course not. But yeah, like, he figures out time, fucking how to travel time, and multiverses. So the thing is like, he's like got a Citadel of Ricks, the Council of Kings itself. No, it was decades before it.
Oh, okay.
And like, yeah, like he's called Kang the Conqueror, and he just wants to take.
Oh, we can't turn this into the Marvel movie.
Well,
fucking.
My point is,
he didn't bring it up.
You fucking got a topic I like. What are you doing?
We didn't talk about Marvel, mate. This ain't gonna ever fucking end.
It just perplexes me how the fuck you stop a being that like is fucking in contact with every version of himself from every multiverse, you know?
We get back onto it.
No, I was just trying to wrap it up. Is that not interesting or not?
I mean,
look,
we watched that movie for my birthday. Was it my birthday?
Yeah, we watched a Marvel movie for your birthday.
Didn't we do it?
No, it was my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, okay, it was your birthday. I said we could watch one for my birthday, maybe. But we didn't do it. But, yeah, we watch it.
He secretly loves it.
But, no, I don't love it, but it's like something when it's on, and I'll give it that it's like, you watch it, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you're
entertaining.
You're like entertained.
Whoa, this guy's in denial, I reckon.
No, I'm not in
denial. But, I told you that a year ago.
I mean, I don't really watch all that many movies, really.
Yeah.
Now, maybe if there was, like, some good ones. Well, I watched, what are you gonna say?
Into the Wild?
Yeah, I watched that one years ago. The guy that runs away from his family and shit.
And some berries and dogs.
Yeah, see, that was like, that was alright. But something like that, at least it gives you like a you look at that and go, oh, that guy ran away from what? Like, it gives you a perspective on something, you know what I mean? Like, someone's like running away. Oh, no, it just gives an interesting take on how you could live your life, potentially. Like, not saying wasn't crazy because I was like, fuck, I don't really want to not talk to anyone and shit like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've thought about it though. Like,
that's is this something that crosses probably everyone's mind?
Yeah.
That idea of you could go a completely different way and do something like that. Like stuff like that, even, yeah, like that's interesting, I find. Whereas it's, and, but you couldn't have Into the Wild 2.
No. Oh, I'll wait for it.
With the Hulk. It will be there. John Cena and the Hulk.
I'll watch that.
I think we've gone into it before, but it's just like how, like modern, like fucking, when they make movies, a lot of them are just remakes now.
Yeah,
because. Yeah, because remakes are safe.
Yeah.
It's like there is already an audience there for it. You know people are gonna see it. Instead of actually trying to create something new and groundbreaking in cinema. Like I was watching something about The Sopranos and how Sopranos like made way for like characters like Walter White and Breaking Bad and all these. Like it was new, that kind of like anti-hero to be in cinema and like TV shows and shit. But like the 15th Spider-Man is not making way for any kind of new idea or thing in cinema.
Yeah.
It's just rehashing old shit that you know people are going to buy.
And I think that extends into, like, every aspect of life that we live in. Because we live in a world that is so controlled by, like, profit and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that dictates pretty much everything. And so it's like, I can't just... This goes back to the point of why I said it. It's like, that's why I can't just tune out of shit like that. Because... tuning into stupid politics as it is, nothing does change everything.
Yeah.
So it does change, but it can take fucking 50 years for something to change. But like, I can't just zone out into this world because it's fucking gay as fuck. You know what I mean?
Just lose yourself in something.
No, because there's nothing you look at.
What I did, it was like behind the curtain.
Yeah. It's all this bullshit trying to get money out of you. And it's like, it's once you look behind the curtain, you can't fucking, oh, I'll pretend that you didn't.
Bullshit.
It's like drinking and shit, I find that's the aspect of it that I can get in.
Yeah.
But because it takes your mind away, in a way, and it's not like, oh, I'm doing it because I'm depressed. Drinking is fucking fun.
Yeah.
Doing drugs is a lot of fun.
Right.
And they're like, but that's, you're like altering your state of consciousness to even enjoy it. Like... I don't think there's anything wrong with that in a certain aspect, you know what I mean? Like, going dancing is a lot more fun on drugs or something like that.
100%.
But, like, I don't know, it's like, what? There's not much fun shit that's not doing stuff like that.
Like, I don't agree. Like, I feel like you need money for most of it, but...
Like, if I did money, maybe go and travel and see the whole world and shit would be... pretty sick.
Yeah, if you had $1 million, I'm pretty sure you could never give a fuck about politics. That
I don't think so.
No. Not like, obviously, if it affects your fucking tax bracket and they're like going to put 10% on you.
No, because I find every day, every waking moment, most of the time, like even if I was rich and lived in a mansion, most of the time I'm still going to think, I'm still going to be entertained, I'm still going
to
be like...
But you have the money to be.
Yeah, but I don't think there's that much to do. It's like looking at a lot of celebrities, a lot of them kill themselves, a lot of them are horribly depressed, a lot of them are drug addicts.
They were puppets half the time.
A lot of time they're just celebrities, and it's like they don't even think about politics or whatever, they're just like probably bored out of their brains.
Like,
that's the problem, boredom.
I'm not interested in cars. I couldn't just buy a new, brand new, good car and be like, oh, this will entertain me for a while, because I don't give a fuck about it. It gets me somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
So what, other than like going to see the world, which everyone wants to do, but like after I've done that, it's like there has to be something more to life than just
like a purpose.
Yeah, something that you're actually living for, not just fucking blindly looking for any kind of entertainment you can.
Oh, that's like, that sounds boring as fuck for me. That's all I do. That's all I fucking do. Like, oh, I want to fucking just enjoy myself and one day it's like, that ended.
Oh, true, really? Yeah. Is that because purpose isn't an option?
Ooh.
So it's like, if you can't have a purpose, maybe it is better to fucking just that hedonistic lifestyle. I'm going to look for enjoyment wherever I can because life is kind of meaningless at the moment because there's nothing you can really do.
But yeah, everyone can't have purpose. So, like, they can, obviously, but they'll all, like, conflict, and then someone want to be different, and then fucking it all... This is how this happens, you know?
Mm.
So I've found, like, a little, like, the hedonistic view, I guess, where I just avoided it all.
I'm not just in the hedonistic aspect itself, because there's some definitely good qualities to that, and I obviously do it as well. Hang out, I'm drinking, doing all this shit, it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, there is that aspect like that's just why I do sort of like get involved in bullshit, like, you know what I mean? I have no impact on all that stuff, but why it does thing is, yeah, so I'm not dissing on hedonism completely.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, that's my opinion is why I find it hard to just completely tune out. Because I feel like, yeah, it would be easy if you're very rich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everything's easier if you're rich.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, a lot of people say it doesn't solve like your problems. It wouldn't, all of them.
Yeah, if you don't know what to do with it, though. You don't think that your goal should be just have fun and, like, understand what brings you joy, like, when you give, when you fucking... I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. I feel like if one of us were rich, would, like, get ourselves covered so we can live off a stable income, have a place which cannot be taken from us.
Yeah.
And then, like, the rest would be, like, fuck. Do you boys want to go do this? Do you want to do that? Concert, fucking road trip, drinks, fucking on it goes.
Mm.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, that is good. That would be a great lifestyle, but it's just not going to be for the average person. That's not what it's going to be. And unfortunately, I kind of am just the average person. Almost likely, we'll just be an average person.
Yeah. Slightly below it.
Exactly. In a place that they count. So the chances of me just like fucking off to the Bahamas whenever I want with all my mates and we're all just getting loaded with whatever, we can do whatever we want, the chances of that ever happening is relatively low.
Yeah, of course. Like, you could work for it, you go get a degree and go
work. But like, my parents worked all their whole life, never.
But they're happy. They're really happy.
They're happy now that they're retired.
Yeah. I'm happy now that I'm not working.
Yeah, it is nice.
Time is so important. You have to just find a balance, like, if we're talking the working class, you have to find your balance between how much work you want to do and how comfortable you want to be after it's all said and done.
Well, that's why I don't really give a shit about work energy. Like, I think like a work ethic is good in, but I don't apply that to wage labour. But like, man, if I had earned, so I get like $400 a week, something like that.
Okay.
You get $800, I would assume, roughly.
Yeah, right.
And then half your work now?
Wake hours, yeah.
Gone.
Completely gone. And what does he get out of it? You live in a pretty similar apartment. I feel like yours is a bit better. But like, I mean, I could reasonably afford to live in that same place. But like, so pretty much the same thing. We go out all the time together, so you're not doing that much more. So it's like, for me, working extra for that tiny bit extra, it's hardly anything. But if I got like 100, like if I was a millionaire quickly,
yeah,
then it's worth it. But like, to be in this little, like anything under 50 grand, 20 grand, 50 grand, life's pretty much the same.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Just slightly better food and drink.
Yeah, slightly better food and drink. I'm eating the shit beers, you're drinking fucking... We'll make Melbourne better. Anyway, I think we need to wrap it up. But it was fucking awesome having you on.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I wish I knew something about politics.
I reckon it was sick that you did it because I've got to talk about it, explain it a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, and just have someone's opinion that's different, you know?
Well, it's probably good for viewers as well as myself. Like, now I know a little bit more. And people listening will, like, if they weren't fully aware, now they have a bit more awareness, so it's good.
And I'm fucking, everything I say is probably wrong.
Yeah, well.
That's a given.
It was a good one I say, so of course it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Let's wrap it up. Please subscribe to the YouTube, watch us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and follow us on Twitter. Enjoy.
Thanks. Enjoy.
See ya.